nice to see the Lakers win. Nice to see them bounce back, play with some energy. I'll tell you, John, last night, you want to talk about energy, you want to talk about SoFi Stadium. That place was absolutely best crowd since I've been going to games since the beginning of this year. Best crowd of the year, hands down. And by the way, best performance by the Rams this year. A complete performance top to bottom last night. They ran the football. Matthew Stafford was damn near perfect. Only had to throw the ball 17 times. Defense absolutely smothering Kyler Murray. It was just a spectacular performance.
I'm trying to figure out if it was, because I agree with you, that was a complete annihilation. Was it that the Rams played unbelievably great, or did Arizona not even show up? What do you think?
I think it was that the Rams played unbelievably great. That version of the Rams that we saw last night would beat any of the teams standing. That was a complete performance. That defense was just all over Kyler Murray all night long, and they were able to run the football. Now, I don't think they'll necessarily be able to run as well on Tampa. I think we may have to lean a little bit more on Matthew Stafford in that Tampa game. But John, that was, I mean, hands down, for me, best performance by the Rams this year, including the win over Tampa earlier this year.
You know, and everybody is saying that, they won't be able to do that against Tom Brady, that Tom Brady is not Kyler Murray, and that, you know, it's going to be much harder on Sunday. But two of Tom Brady's linemen, two of them,
yeah,
might be unavailable. Their right tackle, Tristan Wirfs, who's generally considered the best right tackle in the NFL, is in a walking boot. He's questionable. Their center, Ryan Jensen, is questionable. And I wonder, the reason I ask that question is, if Von Miller and Aaron Donald can pressure Brady the way they pressured Kyler Murray, I think the Rams can go into Tampa and win that game. And if they do, I've already said I think San Francisco is a real match for Green Bay. You might
rematch.
Not be done. You know, probably that's the last home game of the year at SoFi. But
yep,
if it breaks the way I just described, Rams beat Tampa, San Francisco beats Green Bay, you get the NFC Championship game at SoFi with a chance for the winner of that game to go to the Super Bowl at SoFi.
Oh,
so
God.
You may have a couple more games left after
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Last night, so the guy next to me last night, John, and you know I'm in good seats. The guy next to me last night had his face painted. And I'm like, yeah, there was a lot of face painting last night at SoFi Stadium. That's the first time. Whoever owns the seats next to me must just sell them every single week, because there were 49er fans there last week. This time, there were Rams fans, and the one guy had his face painted. And at one point, I looked over at him. I said, hey, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm an accountant. And I'm like, nice, an accountant with his face painted. I love that.
Right.
I love the face painters.
So now you've just set it up. If the Rams play the Niners, you got to paint your face. You just became that guy.
Oh, you think that's what I am?
Well, oh, yeah, do it.
No, you should do it. And by the way, with one eyebrow, it'll look really cool.
By the way, I must have the most fertile forehead in the world, because this eyebrow is growing back really fast.
Good.
Paint my face for the...
You just said you love face painters.
I love the face painting people.
You just came out pro...
Love the face... I'm not going to commit to it yet, but you guys go ahead and stick it to me. We'll find out.
What are you talking about? You've lost a bet to me before and had to paint your face on Channel 11.
What? But you have no stakes here. Like, there's nothing for that you... No embarrassing thing you have to do.
Wait a minute.
The embarrassment always lands on me.
Why do you think it's embarrassing? You just said you love face painters.
I love face painters, but I don't know if I'm...
So how in any way is that embarrassing?
I don't know if I'm a face painting guy.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I don't.
Are you?
I
are
mean,
you a Rams fan? Are you part of the Ramley?
Do you Rams have house, Rams house?
You can't
you
claim to be the leader of the Ramley and not paint your face.
I will wear Ram horns.
By the way, if you invite me to the game, I'll paint my face.
Oh, seriously?
Of course.
Mason and I
you don't think
painted.
It's
That's
worth
so
me buying you tickets so that you can paint your face and be at that game?
I might even have to paint my. Oh, wait a minute. Does the Grammy trip, I leave on the Grammy trip tomorrow, and I'm gone for the next two Sundays. So are those the two games?
There's a conflict.
Wait a minute. What happens if
on the 30th?
Yeah, what happens if I paint my face on Zoom?
Ooh.
Oh,
man,
okay.
Is that fun?
Yeah, that's all right. That's not bad. That's not bad.
The question would be, do I have a game? Like, and
you do.
I have a game on both Sundays?
Yes, you have a game in Miami this coming Sunday and at Atlanta next Sunday.
But that Atlanta game, I think, is a day game.
It is. That
means we're flying home.
Yeah.
But I have no problem painting my face. I've painted my face for Halloween parties and other stuff.
Painting
your face is no big deal, by the way.
Oh, it's not a gigantic deal. No, I've done it, and I might consider the painting of the face. I do love the face. I love that an accountant had his face painted.
I love that. There's so much in that game. By the way, how bad does this make the Cleveland Browns look?
Oh, can you believe that?
Odell Beckham, I mean, they basically have Cooper Kupp is receiver A, and Odell Beckham is like 1A. I mean, you have to double team both of them. And I can't – the only comp to this ever, Mace, is, you know, my Raiders are a dumpster fire most of the time.
Yes.
So Randy Moss –
except when Rich Bisaccia is the head coach.
When Randy Moss was, like, killing it for the Vikings, people forget this. He didn't go from the Vikings to the Patriots. He went from the Vikings to the Raiders to the Patriots.
Right.
And people forget he was even on the Raiders because the Raiders didn't know how to use him, and it just made the Raiders look like the dumpster fire that they are. And that's what this makes Cleveland look like. I love the way Odell Beckham's playing. I think you have to account for him on defense. He's super athletic. I thought he was as much a part of that win last night offensively for the Rams as anybody, as the running backs, as Kupp. Probably had a better game than Kupp.
Yeah, they were determined to not let Kupp do anything. He wound up with five catches, but
you know
they
what?
Were determined.
Now, if Tampa wants to do that, go ahead. Take away Cooper Kupp. Single cover Odell Beckham. See how that goes for you.
You want the crazy OBJ stat of the day?
Sure.
6 touchdowns in 8 games with the Rams. 7 touchdowns in 3 years with the Browns.
And remember, Mace, last night he should have had another touchdown, but he got knocked out on the one.
Correct. Yeah, it was. I'll tell you what, and I got to say, last night was a really cool night. That's the first playoff game played at SoFi Stadium.
The first one played with fans.
The first one. We played at Seattle last year.
Oh, so they've never had a playoff game there?
Never had a playoff game. First playoff game ever at SoFi Stadium last night. And that place, it was so loud. I was told, somebody told me on Twitter that Peyton Manning and Eli Manning actually said something last night about the crowd affecting the game. I do think the crowd played a role last night. That crowd was ridiculous last night.
Well, Arizona looked incompetent. I don't know if that's because the Rams made them look incompetent. At one point in that game, remember Odell Beckham completed a 35-yard pass?
Yep.
At the point of that pass, the Rams, Odell Beckham had more passing yards than Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see what the final number was, but I think the Rams allowed like 3 yards a play on the whole night. I mean, it was just they were all over him. Von Miller was all over him. The pick six when he pulled the Stafford, when Kyler Murray went full Stafford.
Boy, that was Stafford-y.
And just threw the ball up to Long and he picked it off. I just thought, the Rams, they couldn't. Could they have played better? I don't think they could have.
I don't think so. You know, Matthew Stafford, 13 of 17, which is great. Only 13 of 17 with 3 drops. There were 3 blatant drops by Rams wide receivers. So even the 4 incompletions, 3 of them were drops. He also ran for one. Matthew Stafford ran a little bit last night, actually ran twice and had the 2 quarterback sneaks, ultimately scoring on the one. Sean McVay, 2 successful challenges in the first half. I can't remember a successful challenge for Sean McVay this year. A lot. I mean, they had so many good things. I mean, I actually have on my list here, Johnny Hecker. What a great night for Johnny Hecker. He pinned them back over and over and over again. They were deep in their own territory virtually the entire first half and much of the second half. I think only once past midfield, maybe twice past midfield. The one they scored and maybe one other time. Other than that, they were pinned back. Johnny Hecker did a great job, and the defense was just a monster last night.
By the way, Sean McVay was 1-for-1 during the season in challenges. 1-for-1.
Yeah, he just doesn't do it very much. Yeah. But, you know, it was interesting. You said Matthew Stafford only threw 17 passes.
Yep.
You and I always talk about how Stafford and Westbrook, oftentimes you can say the same things. I'd love to see Stafford live there between 15 and 20 passes a game. I think that's perfect. That means
I don't think that's going to work in the Tampa Bay game.
Well, probably not, because it's going to be higher scoring.
And Tampa Bay is really good against the run.
Right, but the Rams lit them up when they played at SoFi earlier this year, and the Rams beat them there last year in Tampa. So the Rams are going to go into this game with confidence.
I went back and looked at that game, John. So Brady in that game earlier this year.
The game from this year, okay.
Yeah, from this year. 41 of 55 for 432 and a touchdown.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford, 27 of 38, 343, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. So Brady had to throw the ball 55 times in that game. The Rams still won it by 10. It was 34-24. But, you know, Mike Tannenbaum today, I don't know if we even have that yet. We may not have that. I'll save that for a little bit later on. But Mike Tannenbaum was saying, you know, it's going to be a very different game because Tom Brady will, you know, he'll pick you apart. Tom Brady's going to dink and dunk. Actually, here's what Mike Tannenbaum said about that matchup on Sunday in Tampa.
Tom's not going to hold the ball. Like, he will get rid of it, and it may be – you know, a back out of the backfield. It could be Cam Brate, but I'm telling you, he's going to get to, and for 20 years, all we always talked about was like, make Tom hold the ball, make a decision post-snap. If he knows where he's going before the snap, I'm telling you, he will take Von Miller out of the game. He'll take Aaron Donald out of the game. He'll take Jalen Ramsey out of the game. And we may be talking about Cam Brate with 11 catches, but they're going to have to do something to make Tom Brady hold the ball because, key to your point, if they do, they have a real chance to win the game. But I think on the other side of the ball, what's going to be super interesting to me is with Vea, Ndamukong Suh, I don't think the Rams are going to be able to run the ball against Tampa the way they did last night.
All right, can I respond to that?
Yeah, respond.
Okay, so I like Mike Tannenbaum, and I watch him all the time on GetUp.
Yeah, he's great.
All right, so Tom Brady is the most experienced quarterback in the NFL. If what Mike is saying is true, if he's going to pick the Rams apart, well, Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Bucs last year when they won the Super Bowl. The Rams beat him in Tampa against Brady.
Yep.
Tom Brady was the quarterback this year when they played at SoFi. So all of a sudden, Brady's going to start doing something that he's had two chances to do and hasn't yet.
Although, I think his point, too, is Brady was 41, completed 41 passes against the Rams.
Okay, but he had one touchdown pass.
Right, but he's definitely going to pick. I guess the Tannenbaum's point is, it sounds like he's going to pick Tampa. Tannenbaum's point is, I think, Brady's going to continue to dink and dunk and not get hit, not allow himself to be sacked and hold the ball too long. Now, the wild card is, as you said, they may be missing two offensive linemen for this game, including maybe the best right tackle in football in
right.
Worth.
And I, you know, Brady's never been sacked. Even when he was quarterback of the Patriots, you don't get to him a lot. He's just really good at getting rid of the ball. But that doesn't mean that Von Miller and Aaron Donald can't wreak havoc on their passing game. And so, I mean, you said it yourself. He threw 55 times. I don't think Von Miller was on the team yet.
No.
He threw 55 times in the game earlier this year against SoFi, and he only had one touchdown pass. So, and they put 24 points total on the board. So I think if the Rams hold Tampa Bay to 24 points again, and that's with Brady having a great game, what did you say, 41 of 55 for over 400 yards?
Yep.
I think if Tampa Bay scores 24 points, the Rams win.
Oh, they're dead if they score 24. Yeah, I think it's going to take more points.
I love your chances here, man. I got to tell
you. Me
too. I think they got a great shot. I know that Tampa's going to be favored. It's not, like you said, Tannenbaum's going to pick Tampa. It's not crazy to pick Tampa. They're the defending world champs. They're going to be tough to knock out.
3-point favorites. Last night it was 2.5. It's moved to 3.
All right, gun to my head, I'm taking the Rams. I just think the Rams match up really well against them. I would not pick the Rams in Green Bay. Matter of fact, if it works out that way, that the Rams go to Green Bay, I think the Packers are the favorite to win that game. Doesn't mean the Rams can't win it. But I think the matchup for the Rams is better.
They played way better.
They played Green Bay earlier this year. They played them a couple of years ago. McVay's 0-2 against them, I think. I think he beat them once in L.A., but he's lost to them twice in Lambeau. Tampa Bay, McVay's, for whatever reason, had great success against them. Even last year when they won the Super Bowl, one of their losses was against the Rams.
Well, that's why I was rooting for San Francisco. I mean, it's hard for me, but I was rooting for San Francisco this last week in Dallas because that guaranteed that the Rams wouldn't go to Green Bay. San Francisco, that's a tough matchup for Green Bay.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Niners are really good.
All right.
Hey, Mace,
yo,
real fast.
Yo, yeah, what?
So you're talking about
what?
You're talking about painting your face, and this guy, Rodell Lopez, says, wait, you bag on Raiders fans for face painting, and now all of a sudden you see a Rams fan with face paint and accept it? Pick a side. So
yeah,
what's
by
up?
The way, face painting
what
is not
that?
A bad thing. I don't know what.
No.
Why you're ripping Raiders fans for painting their face.
I just think for Raider fans, it's kind of like dress-up time.
No, it's Halloween. Raider games are Halloween. You got to wear spikes on your head and, you know, chains and the whole bit. And you get, you know, the girls are all, you know, dressed like Elvira. It's great. More pageantry, the better in these games. And if you want to paint your face and you're a Rams fan, paint your face. I've painted my face a bunch of times. I have no shame.
When was the last time you painted your face? Oh,
for Halloween.
Obviously, you painted your face with makeup for all of your games when you were doing TV.
Yeah, so it's no big deal to me. But, I mean, Halloween, maybe 2 years ago, I put half my face, I put white, and half my face I put black. And I put big white gloves on and answered the door and tried to scare kids. Painting your face is fun. It's not a big deal. By the way, I'm with Putty. Remember Putty on Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, Putty.
And Elaine had the big thing where she couldn't date a face painter.
Yeah,
she
Patrick
goes, why? Warburton. Why are you painting your face? Support the team.
Gotta support the team.
Gotta support the team.
Gotta support
the team. Come on, Mace. Support the team.
All right. 877-710-ESPN. Were you there last night? Did you paint your face? Should I paint mine? Did they take away my Ramley card if I don't paint mine?
Your Ramley card. I'm just saying, if you want to do it, do it. If you like, you said you like the guy next to you with his face paint.
Yeah, the accountant.
Support the team, man.
Here's a better question. Do you want that guy doing your taxes?
Sure, why not?
The guy who paints his face.
Why not? I have no problem.
That guy's going to send documents to the IRS.
Yeah, yeah. If he's my doctor and he's operating on me, he's out. But for an accountant, sure, why not?
Yeah. All right, we'll get some calls in here. We are going to get to the Lakers, who bounced back big last night. Really, really good performance for them as they win probably their best game of the year. They beat Utah last night at Staples Center. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, you know, I aspire to be on the big board at SoFi Stadium.
Yes, we all do.
Like Travis and Sliwa, we're up there before every game. So, last night they were picking out celebrities out of the crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Paul George was there. He got booed. Danny Trejo was there.
Notice to any other team, Angels, Dodgers, Rams, Chargers, if you put a Clipper on your Jumbotron, he will get booed. Remember when Chris Paul played for the Clippers and they put him on the Jumbotron at Dodger Stadium and it was like booed for 3 minutes?
Boo!
It is a Laker town. It has always been a Laker town. If you put Clippers on the screen, you're inciting boos. It's almost unfair to Paul George. I don't know why they do that to him.
So last night they're doing cutaways to all the celebrities and they cut away to Jared Weaver. And I'm like, Jared Weaver, great
pitcher. Did you recognize him, or did they super his name?
No, they had to superimpose him. And all I could think was, now, I'm a bigger deal than Jared Weaver. Why am I not on that screen?
Who's
a bigger deal, Jared Weaver, who's 10 years ago from the Angels,
yeah,
or me, who's got 20-whatever years here?
Objectively,
he had a better fastball.
Yeah, objectively, it's you. But Kevin Demoff is never going to forgive you because the last time he let you lead the crowd in whose house, Rams' house, it was the worst loss in L.A. Ram history since they returned to L.A. That was the day that Tampa Bay just destroyed him.
No, it was the 49ers. Yeah.
No, it was Tampa Bay. I remember. You did it for Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay didn't even have Brady yet, and Jameis Winston threw like 5 touchdown passes, and they got destroyed.
Don't recall that. I don't
well,
remember
Kevin
that.
Demoff does, and that's why you have a problem. That was at the Coliseum, by the way.
Yeah, that was the boy, what a difference this makes, being not at the Coliseum. I mean, Coliseum's great history and all that stuff, but wow. What an upgrade. What an upgrade. Let's see, I think this is a fair question. Do you want the guy that does your taxes to be a face painter?
Zero issue with it. If he's not operating on me or well, now how about this? Here's one.
Okay.
You get on a flight.
Yep.
Okay. Like, let's say you decide to go to Tampa.
Yep.
And by the way, I almost ended up at the Ram game in Tampa. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But if the pilot comes out,
yep,
the guy flying the plane, and he's got face paint.
Yes.
Do you get in your seat and go?
I might exit.
Hey, you're an airline pilot, man. You're flying the plane. What's with the face paint?
One of those Southwest Airlines pilots that feel like they're stand-up comics.
I'm here to support the team.
Let's go to Tim in Ventura. Tim, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, Mace, I have a word of advice for you.
Okay.
You want to make the big board, correct?
Yes.
Next game? Okay, paint your face and dress like William Wallace from Braveheart, but in Rams colors.
You will make it.
I guarantee you it.
I could be the most valuable fan of the game. They do that game.
And if you put a watermelon on your head, you're home.
You could be screaming out freedom.
Freedom!
My word of advice. Paint your face like William Wallace, but in Rams colors. You will be on the big board.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
So, Mace, the two biggest Ram fans I know are you and Bill McDonald, who's the Laker TV play-by-play guy. So, Billy and I have traveled together with the Lakers for years and years. I think it's 11 years now we've been doing this. So, we figured out that we're in Florida this weekend. Orlando Friday, Miami Saturday and Sunday. The game is in Tampa. If the game would have been on Saturday, we could have gone to the game. Now, a couple of things have happened since then.
Yep.
The game's on Sunday, and Billy Mack's not traveling on this trip. They're doing games from a studio in El Segundo. But I would have gone. Had not, I would have spared no expense. That would have been a great thing to do, right? It's only four. We already mapped it out. It's 4 hours from Miami to Tampa. We rent a car. Let's go. But now I'm going to be doing the Heat game. I'm going to have to watch it at the Heat game. The Rams play at noon L.A. time, and the Lakers Heat game is at 3. So I can watch most of the game at the arena.
Right, right. Is that you were watching at the arena last night, right?
Yeah. And Michael got all weird. He, Michael Norman loves NFL football, huge fan.
Yeah.
When the game got lopsided, he turned it off. And I went, hey, put the game back on. He goes, it's Ireland. It's 28-0. I'm mad at the Cardinals.
After that Niners game, I'm like, I'm not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, it's not competitive. I go, man, I've never seen Michael turn off NFL football until last night.
Let's go to Andrew in Moore Park. Andrew, you're in 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, can you guys hear me? I'm on my lunch break from school. I work at a school.
We got you loud and clear,
good for you,
man.
Andrew, we can hear you.
I just wanted to say I love you guys, love the show. I watch all ESPN shows, but you, Mason, and Ireland are the reason I know about the other shows because you guys are the best.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I was at SoFi last night for the first time, which was really awesome. And just, man, what an experience. Just never in the game did I feel like we were going to lose. It was such a cool experience. Sat next to a lot of season ticket holders who were so happy that Rams fans were there, not Niners fans and Cardinals fans. So it was awesome. Great game. Great venue. Food was affordably priced. Awesome stadium.
Awesome, man.
Go.
Yeah, it was a great night. It was a great night. That crowd was so loud. Thanks, Andrew. Callers just disappear. We can't even have a conversation with them.
Why not?
Because they disappear. We just hang up on them after they have their first thought.
Oh, I didn't.
You had your first thought. Goodbye.
I didn't hang up on them.
No, you didn't. Funch.
You don't want French just to hang up on people? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I
want
to
have.
We can have him on the whole show for three hours.
No, just have a little conversation with him, just to have a follow up thing and like exchange.
I don't know if Greg would like that.
No, Greg would not like that.
Well, it depends. I think it depends. But I think
Greg wants to hang up on like Lindsay Theory. He wants to hang up on everybody.
I don't want to hang up on anybody. Sometimes I want to hang up on you guys, but that's
yeah, that's impossible. We're not on a phone.
I know. Well, you still hang up on your comrades. But if you guys say thanks for the phone call. That's when we know to turn.
That's your cue to hang up on someone?
That is the cue to hang up.
You got the order wrong. I was talking. I was going to ask something else, and then when he was gone, I said thanks for calling. After he's already gone.
We'll do that next time, Mace, just for you.
Yeah, okay. If you want to have a conversation, 877-710-ESPN, without somebody rudely hanging up on you, 877-710-ESPN. As Jorge would say, I'm edgy today.
All right, so are we doing Wheel of Questions today?
Yeah, we are.
All right, is it my question or your question?
It is.
I have a good one if you need.
Okay, yeah. Put all your questions on the wheel.
Yeah, let's do it. I have several that I'm curious about. So let's do that coming up.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Woo, 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 woo. That's what I do when they're third down last night when Arizona was third down.
Oh, that's when Sam Lagana goes on the loudspeaker and says, it's third down. Woo, you can hear him over the thing.
I think Sam Lagana will paint his face.
Oh, Sam Lagana probably would.
Sam would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Sam's that kind of fan. He's that kind of fan. Big night last night at SoFi Stadium, just spectacular, perfect night if you're a Rams fan, to be there, to be part of it, unbelievably memorable, and Matthew Stafford came through, and that whole team came through, defense came through, is fantastic. We're going to spin the wheel of questions right now. It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not doing anything, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for a cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Funch, give it a spin.
Okay, this is a good question for all you guys.
Okay.
Did you see in the news over the weekend, do you guys know who Olivia Culpo is?
Yes, okay. Olivia Culpo, the supermodel.
Yeah, now she was Miss Universe, but she dates athletes, basically. That's her thing. She dated Danny Amendola for a long time. Now she's dating Christian McCaffrey. Very, very attractive woman. She was on an American Airlines flight to Cabo.
Okay.
She was wearing biker shorts and like a bikini top. And the, I guess girls would call it a crop top.
Okay.
The American Airlines personnel called her over and said, you need to cover up or you can't get on the plane. So she got a sweater out and she just put the sweater on and she got on the plane.
Sure.
Her sister was offended by this, so her sister took a video of her without the sweater on, saying, this is what Olivia was wearing before, had her put the sweater on, says, this is what she's wearing now. Now, this is a passenger that's sitting two rows ahead of us, and the other passenger had almost the exact same outfit on, but she wasn't a supermodel. She's like a regular-looking person, and they didn't ask her to cover up. And here's my question. Why is there a dress code at all on an airline? For example, Mace, when you had movie theaters,
yes,
ever in the history of the movie theater, did you object to what anyone was wearing?
No, pretty dark in that room, too.
Right. So explain, I'm asking honestly, why would there be a dress code on an airline? What difference does it make? I'm sitting right next to someone in a movie theater. So if Olivia Culpo or that other girl was wearing what they were wearing in a movie theater, you've just said you own theaters for years and years, you wouldn't ask them to cover up. Why is American Airlines asking to cover up? Greg, do you get it?
I kind of do. I don't think there should be a dress code, and you should be able to wear whatever you want.
There's not a dress code in restaurants. Olivia Culpo could have worn it.
I bet you.
Okay, I just tweeted out what she was wearing.
Okay.
She took this picture at the little restaurant place once she got to the airport.
Okay.
So
now that you've seen what she's wearing, do you have an issue with it?
Are you sure that's what she was wearing, Mace?
Yeah, that's what it's. That's what New York Post says.
That's not a bike short.
I can okay,
crop
top.
Before boarding the plane,
That's a dress.
On social media, superstar poked fun at Instagram of occasional Mexico. Please use caution.
I'm gonna read the whole article.
Yeah, I know exactly what she's wearing because I've seen the video. Let me look at it.
Right.
But
either way,
that's not what she was wearing before they asked her to cover up. She's wearing something else.
She's not wearing anything. I can see a picture if you go to New York Post. You can find it, and if you want to post it, cool. But what she's wearing, there's nothing wrong with what she is wearing.
I want to simplify this question even more for the wheel. Should there be a dress code on airlines? There's not a dress code anywhere else public. There's not a dress code in restaurants. There's not a dress code in movie theaters. There's not a dress code if I go to Costco. There's not a dress code if I go right now to Ralph's. Why would any business reject a paying customer unless it'd be one thing if she like tried to walk in naked, all right?
Right.
I get that.
Okay, now I'm looking at what she's wearing. Ignore the previous. Although I don't believe in deleting tweets, I'm going to
delete that one.
It's wrong.
But Mace, now that you've seen what she's wearing, do you understand American Airlines' position and what they did?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. She's wearing, I would call that a bra.
Right.
She's wearing a bra.
It's like a bikini top, right?
Yeah, a bikini top. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so if I'm going to Florida this weekend. We're staying in fancy hotels in Orlando and Miami. If I go down to the pool to have lunch.
Sure. At the pool, I can see this outfit happening.
Right. But that to get to the pool, they have to walk through the hotel.
Right.
And the hotel's not asking them to cover up.
She'd wear this at the gym.
Right.
She's at the gym.
She's pretty much covered up.
You said you kind of understand it. I don't. What do you kind of understand?
So I think people are sensitive, and I think people are sensitive
to skin.
Well,
screw the sensitive people.
Well, I agree with you, but I think this is what the issue is that they have to cater to both people that are being sensitive towards skin and people that are not. And so the airline is having to make a choice.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this outfit whatsoever. This outfit is something that you wear anywhere.
So, Greg, if you did a good job of explaining that, if that's your position as somebody working for American Airlines and that just said, hey, look, some of our passengers are sensitive. We just want to make everybody as comfortable as possible.
Yes.
My comeback to you would be, look, earlier this morning, I went to the bank.
Yes.
Then I went to the grocery store.
Right.
Then I drove over here in an Uber. Then I got on the tram. Then I got in line to get on the plane. And the first person that flagged me, I was wearing the same thing all day, was the airline. Why is this good enough for the Uber, the grocery store, the bank, every other place I go in my life, but it's not good enough for you, Greg? Why?
It's as the owners, I think because people still don't want to see this when they're on a long flight, and they think that if you're not covered
I went to Mason's movie theater and I watched Titanic, and it's a 3-hour movie, and I was sitting right next to a stranger.
It's dark out. It's dark in there, and I don't think it's a problem in a dark space. Oh,
okay,
it's a problem while you're working out.
Okay, so using your logic, I would be okay wearing this on a night flight where they turn the lights off.
Do we know if someone complained? That would be my question.
Do we
know if someone complained?
No. The sister said that American Airlines just approached her and said, cover up or you can't get on the plane. The sister is the one who made it go viral because the sister was offended that they made her cover up.
Got it.
And also, there's a sociological aspect to this. Why did Olivia have to cover up and the girl who was wearing just what she was wearing but isn't a supermodel wasn't asked to cover up? That's not equitable. If the outfit is no good, you know, come on.
That's the world that we live in. Go ahead, Mace, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not right.
She's wearing, I mean, I think it's fair to say she's wearing workout clothes.
Right. I agree.
Should the airline ask her to cover up?
And I don't – okay, by the way, so Mace
– here's a better question. Okay, let me ask you this. Why would she wear it?
Comfort.
Who would wear that on a plane? Planes
she
are
wants
super
to be,
cold.
Yeah, wait a minute, but that's comfort for her. That's, she wants to be comfortable on the flight. That's what she wears during the day.
Somebody, Chris, points out, if I go to a fancy restaurant, I'm 99% sure they won't let me in with basketball shorts and a T-shirt.
Right, but
generally that's true.
I got kicked out of
Houston's once for wearing a ball cap.
Okay.
No hats. Can't wear a hat here.
Here's the difference. Restaurants have dress codes. They're trying to promote a certain clientele. Airlines have never had dress codes. Airlines I put in the same category as, like, going like to all the other places I talked about. Going to CVS, going to Subway, going to, you know, Home Depot.
American Airlines dress code is dress appropriately, bare feet or offensive clothing aren't allowed.
All right, I get it, but she didn't have bare feet and she didn't have offensive clothing. She didn't violate either one of those clauses. Nothing's wrong with her outfit.
No, her outfit is perfectly fine.
Her outfit's fine if you're going to the gym or something, yeah.
No, but what
I admire if you're laying around a pool.
There's nothing wrong with her outfit. If she's sitting next to me on an American Airlines
flight. Oh, you are just, yeah.
I have no issue with her.
I mean, there's a little bit of, it's showing a little bit.
No, even if I'm like a prude, I don't have an issue with her.
It's a little low cut, but it not really that low cut.
Here's
a little further. Do airlines really have a say in what you can and can't wear on the plane? They do. When you buy a ticket, you enter a contract with the airline, and they reserve the right to deny you boarding if you don't hold up your end of the contract, which means airlines can refuse to fly you if the flight attendant finds the appearance inappropriate or offensive to other passengers.
But why would they, I guess is my question, and why would this particular...
Too much skin. The answer is too much skin.
Yeah, I just disagree.
But, I mean, it's clearly... I mean, I see where the rule is being used. I don't know if I...
Agree with this particular use of the rule.
Yeah, I mean, although, you know, this is a lot of skin for a flight.
If a guy was wearing the exact same thing, if the guy was wearing the exact same outfit, which can happen, would you be okay with it?
Well, I think we could deduce that he would be on Mason's team if he was wearing the exact same thing.
What about if they're wearing a tank top and
biker shorts?
No issue.
By the way, that person probably doesn't get flagged.
By the way, I was listening. Travis is like, no. I don't want her sitting next to me. I you know, blah blah blah. He was all bent.
Oh, they brought this up. Okay.
And Travis said, if I can see your toenails, can we all agree that's not appropriate airline? And I'm like, no, girls wear flip flops on planes all the time.
Although flip flops on a plane are pretty disgusting.
I wear flip-flops on a plane.
Flip-flops. I don't understand anybody. Planes are filthy.
What about a girl's shoe that has, you can see her toenails, but is closed in the back? So it's an open-toed sandal, but it's not a flip-flop.
So it's closed in the back. Yeah, right. I mean, probably. I don't understand why somebody, planes are filthy.
Right.
Why would you want to wear flip-flops on a plane? They're filthy.
Well, I mean, some people are more comfortable in them. Some people never wear something.
Oh, I mean, I'm always more comfortable in flip-flops. I would wear my slides all the time if I could. But I always wear tennis shoes on a plane because planes are filthy. I don't understand why you would wear flip-flops or slides on a plane.
Well, I know people that dress up on planes, you know, that wear like a sport coat.
That's pretty old school.
Yeah, and I just
right now you're just herded in there like cattle. You
right.
got like 26 inches of leg
T-shirt
room.
And shorts seem appropriate to me, and that's basically what she was wearing.
Yeah, hoodie and shorts is my standard attire along with tennis shoes.
Yeah, I don't think planes should have dress codes. I guess that's my bottom line.
Yeah.
Michael, did you see it, Funches? Do you see the picture?
Funch?
Sorry, guys, I'm taking calls.
Oh, okay. Funch is working the phones. Yeah, I don't know. Should planes have dress codes? That's a good question. 877-710-ESPN. I mean, she's wearing workout clothes. It's basically a bikini top, and they look to be like biker shorts.
Okay, so Marlon in L.A. on line 3 says Ireland is wrong.
Okay.
Take Marlon on line 3, Funch. Hey, Marlon, you're on 710.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good, Marlon.
Good,
how are
man.
You?
I'm a Rams fan since 2017, proud member of the Ramily.
Nice.
My first game was in 2019. It was the first game against the Niners. I want to say it was week 4. And I was so pleasantly surprised that the one and only Venice Mace came out and did the Who's House. So So he did it at the Niners game, not at the Buccaneers.
It was at the Niners game. I know it was at the Niners. We did lose. It was the Niners. It was at the Niners game. Guaranteed, 100%. I was there. I know.
I remember it because it was so special because I was like, Venice Mays came out of my first Rams game. Amazing.
Yeah, but Demuff thinks you did it at the Tampa Bay game.
He's wrong. Demuff is wrong. I did it at the Niners game.
Well, then they won't let you do it for the Niners again.
No.
I mean, come on. Hey, Marlon. Oh, that's what I was wrong about? The Niners game thing?
Yeah, the Niners game. Oh, and you were also wrong about the Raiders tying with the Chargers. Steve Mays totally made you backtrack.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when we were arguing about whether or not they would deliberately tie.
Oh, yeah, okay. The one – thanks, Marlon. The one thing – going back to this thing about the airplane thing.
Yes.
Isn't clothing and the way somebody dresses all in the eye of the beholder? I mean –
But you've heard no shirt, no shoes, no service.
At a restaurant, yeah.
At a restaurant,
I've never heard. I've never heard about it any – like at a
movie
theater.
Well, in fairness, this is not the first time we've had a similar story to this where a woman is asked to cover up. This isn't the first time. We've had other situations.
Right.
Like, this happens to be Olivia Culpo. It's very, very high profile person, supermodel, swimsuit model, all that kind of stuff. But this isn't the first time. I mean, airlines definitely have a dress code, and they're simply enforcing it here.
Yeah, I just think that they're I don't understand why. I guess it's like Replay. I don't understand why they can't get Replay right. I don't understand why airlines have a dress code. It just especially when there was somebody else dressed just like her and they didn't ask that person to cover up.
You think they knew who Olivia Culpo was?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I think they discriminated based on hotness, and because Olivia Culpo is hot, they said, well, Miss looks like a supermodel is wearing a bikini top. We're making her cover
yeah,
up.
Yeah, see, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with dress code on the airplane.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. 877-710-ESPN if you want to ring through on that. Also, we're going to get to the Lakers coming up too. Lakers bounced back in a big way last night. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN. Tons and tons of stats, like the Rams held Arizona to 11 points and 183 total yards. That's defense. Meanwhile, we're talking about Olivia Culpo and what she wore on the American Airlines flight. She was asked to cover up. She wasn't. Was she kicked off the flight, or was she just asked to put that black sweater on?
I think Ireland said to put the black sweater on, which she did.
Put the black sweater on, which
yes.
She went ahead and did. Which makes sense. John, you there? He must have dropped.
He's rebooting.
John's rebooting. Okay, there you go. John's rebooting. That's fancy language for the system fell apart. Let's go to David in Van Nuys. David, you're on 710. What do you think, man?
Hey, how are you guys? First and foremost, thanks for taking the call. Yes, I. First of all, I come from a law enforcement background, and I think that, yes, there should be a dress code on airlines. And this is not just because the airline wants to do that, but it's also to avoid all kinds of conflicts while you're in the air. We all know, you know, guys could, you know, with the alcohol and everything, they could get a little hectic in there. So I think they're also trying to protect the girls in itself as well. And at the same time, let's not forget, when the airline takes off, the captain and the crew are basically the law in that airplane. So they have say of what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. So I don't think it's just who she was. It's more of, I think, yeah, it's protection-wise for the person wearing what they're wearing.
But, David, right. what happens if Olivia Culpo comes on dressed in that and they tell her to cover up? Somebody else comes on dressed exactly the same and they tell her not to cover up. How is that equitable?
Sure, I totally agree. I think the other person should have definitely been addressed as well. But I kind of wanted, and first of all, I didn't see the picture of what she was wearing, but I do want to say that I kind of want to believe that somebody may have noticed who she is. I mean, if
totally
she's
possible.
Known, if, you know, if she's known, they probably try to protect her as well, where it's like, hey, miss, you need to cover up, you know, just to cover up who she is so nobody sees, because here we are in an airline with all these people, you know, the airline crew probably just don't want her to be harassed with other passengers, so they protected her as well.
Now, with social media, things get a little bit overblown. But, yeah, definitely, I agree. The other females should have definitely been asked to cover up as well.
By the way, yeah. Christian McCaffrey was with her on the flight.
Okay.
So, for whatever that's worth. All right, David, thanks for the phone call.
But it's totally possible that the flight attendant had no idea who she was. Beautiful, beautiful girl. But right. It's possible she had no idea who she was.
Okay. Romero says, I'm wrong about beauty being in the eyes of the beholder. Hey, Romero, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, Romero. What's How up, you man? Doing, man?
Hey, what up? Hey, so, I mean, I don't, of course you don't care about a bikini, John. You're a man, as am I. That don't bother me one bit. But once you said in the beholder, I've seen, I mean, then, again, this doesn't bother me either. I've seen men wearing booty shorts and little bras at a grocery store, and my son asked me, hey, what's this? And I'm like, so, you know, and then it kind of threw me off in that sense. And I was like, there's a time and a place for everything. And again, a bikini doesn't bother me. But if it bothers somebody else, who are we to say, because it doesn't bother us, it should be okay.
But Romero, what about the flip side of that, which is a girl should be able to wear whatever she wants?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not arguing with it. I'm a man.
Right.
Wear what you want. But there might be somebody else that it bothers. I mean, another little girl. Mommy, I want to wear that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right. Thanks, Romero, for chiming in.
Yeah,
Mace, it's almost, you know how men can get into trouble when they shame women for what they're wearing. I think there's a little of that going on here. Who are the American Airlines flight attendants to tell Olivia Culpo what she can wear?
Well, they have a dress code.
Yeah, but
that when you buy a ticket, you've agreed to the terms of the dress code.
All right, here's Jane in Oxnard. We'll get a female point of view. Hey, Jane, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, Jane. Yeah, I'm an old Asian woman. And it's fine. She can wear something revealing. I mean, I remember back in the old days, you didn't go to the airport. You didn't fly without wearing really nice clothing. We wore gloves. We wore hat and gloves to church. I mean, back in the day, that was fine, but we're not like that anymore. It's like, I'm get off my lawn guy, trust me. But I'm like, women, if they want to wear something a little revealing on the plane, is it a safety hazard? No. Does she have guns strapped to her leg? No.
Right. You would definitely see it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, she ain't hiding
anything, Jane. Strapped to her back. She's fine.
All right, thanks, Jane.
Hey, Jane, has no problem with it.
Duncan, who's on line six, is the son of a pilot.
Oh.
And he says he can tell us why there's a dress code.
Okay.
Hey, Duncan, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Gentlemen, nice to see or talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you, Duncan.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, John, you're a Californian, so that's part of your predilection. And yeah. Are you flying charter most of the time?
Yes.
So, I mean, the deal is, you know, my father used to, he complained bitterly when United changed his uniform to brown. Of course, it only lasted like 6 months, and then they went back to blue. And he was an Air Force guy, and, you know, there was a certain military discipline that went with it. But the real thing is that we all have gotten to take for granted that miracle that flight is, and the danger and the need for discipline and decorum, because there are so many things that can go wrong.
All right, but Duncan, like if you think in this case with this girl, Olivia Culpo, wearing a crop top and biker shorts, how does that tie into your point? What could go wrong with her doing that?
Well, I mean, we live in California, and we're so laissez-faire. But the rest of the country, and I mean, I think that's probably why Steve is a little less on your side.
It's the Ohio coming out of Mason on this topic?
Could be. and it could be the Orange County, you know, the Newport Beach, the Corona del Mar coming out of it too.
Mace, I want more biker shorts, more bikini.
See, and that's what colors the whole conversation. Like, if you're a straight guy and you're on the flight, you probably enjoy this. It doesn't mean if you're a mom, you think it's cool.
But why? Go ahead, Duncan.
There's a potential for distraction in the case of an emergency, and there's a potential for people to, you know, they
they take it more casually. I mean,
all right.
The
so Duncan, you're telling me an emergency pops up on this flight, and people will be so distracted by what Olivia Culpo is wearing that it could screw up the emergency protocol.
No, but I'll tell you what, drunk guy could make a mess of it.
Right, but drunk guy often gets disciplined.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, the point is that you know, you're not perhaps on the charter flights, but on the seats are getting smaller and smaller, and people are sitting closer and closer.
Yeah. Thanks, Duncan. I still don't agree with having a dress code on a flight. Here's Kevin in Phoenix. Hey, Kevin, you're on. Kevin, are you a Cardinals fan?
Well, no, I'm calling as a Rams fan, and Encino born, Phoenix living now.
My
folks we all came out here in the mid-2000s when the market soared out there. I do miss it every day, and I just want to tell you guys, you know, I've listened to your counterparts out here at 98.7. You've talked to them, John, and the bluster is amazing. And Kyler Murray is the biggest question mark on, well, I mean, whatever is sports talk radio here at Phoenix, but nevertheless, a sports talk station. The ESPN station out here, they're just like, man, you know, this was a toll. But anyhow, also the airline flights, you know, I'm all for, you know, you wear what you want, but, you know, don't try and purposefully push the envelope where people are going to complain about you. You know, it's best to, the less attention you draw to yourself, as far as airlines are concerned, the better. But,
okay.
go ahead.
No, I just don't think that she did anything wrong here.
Yeah, and by the way, all they asked her to do was put on a sweater. She had a sweater with her. Just put it on.
I'm with Mace. I'm with Mace on that part. You know, just do it. You know, just get the problem over with. Get the situation over with.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Yep,
appreciate
thanks.
You calling in.
In the end, she turned it into a gigantic thing, but or her sister did, or whatever it was. But at the end of the day, she was carrying a sweater. The flight attendant just said, "Put the sweater on, please." Doesn't seem like that big a deal. It got blown out on social media, like everything, but. Just put the sweater on. Not a big deal.
All right, can we talk about the Lakers when we come back?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Lakers. Let's do it. Last night, a great bounce-back performance for the Lakers. They held the number one offensive team in the league to under 100 points. Is this a turning point for the Lakers? Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.